Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. 23-year-old Kata Scott has now been missing for 12 days, and Philadelphia police are trying to build on significant developments in the investigation. A man was arrested and is facing kidnapping charges. And hours later yesterday, they recovered his car. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from East Germantown.
While progress has been made, Kata Scott is still unaccounted for.
We're making leeway, but it's also dead ends.
That's Scott's uncle speaking to NBC 10 following yesterday's developments.
Just trying to keep our energy positive. Like, you know, my brother says, just hoping to bring my niece home safe.
Police say 21-year-old Keon King turned himself in. Investigators believe he was the last person to see Scott before her disappearance, and he's now charged with kidnapping. King was actually charged with kidnapping earlier this year, but those charges were dropped when the victim didn't show up to court. The charges were, however, refiled yesterday after his arrest. Now, shortly after the press conference announcing the arrest, police acted on a tip and searched the grounds of the shuttered Ada Lewis Middle School in East Germantown. Police say they found some sort of physical evidence connecting Scott to the scene. Now, hours later, police got another tip that led them to King's gold 1999 Toyota Camry. It was in the back of an apartment complex on Gypsy Lane in East Falls. Now, tips have been very crucial in this case, and police continue to ask for the public's help as they try to find Kata Scott. In East Germantown, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Westchester couple has been charged with failing to provide medical care to their severely underweight child. The couple appeared in court yesterday for a preliminary hearing. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Chester County District Attorney's Office says in April, a Childline report indicated that a 16-year-old boy was severely underweight, malnourished, and had severe dental decay. Law enforcement and Child Protective Services urged the parents of the boy to get him immediate medical care. Officials say the child was on the brink of death. He is 5'4" tall and weighed about 75 pounds. Authorities say the investigation revealed the child was covered by insurance, but there was no indication that the boy had ever seen a doctor or a dentist before. According to the DA's office, the child was homeschooled and had little to no contact with adults outside of the family. The boy's mother, 59-year-old Letitia Cox, is charged with aggravated assault, endangering the welfare of children, and related offenses. The child's father, 59-year-old Mark Cox, is charged with endangering the welfare of children and related offenses. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Jefferson Health is laying off about 650 people. Here's KYW's Matt Coughlin.
About 1% of Thomas Jefferson University's 65,000 employees are being laid off. This comes on the heels of a $195 million operating loss for the fiscal year ending in June. No details have been made public on the positions being cut, but the layoffs are system-wide, including the newly acquired Lehigh Valley Health Network. That merger last year created one of the 15 largest healthcare networks in the U.S. after federal regulators signed off on the deal in July 2024. Jefferson cut more than 170 jobs in March, while Lehigh Valley laid off about 100 people in January. In a statement, Jefferson CEO Dr. Joseph Cachone called the layoffs strategic. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9. FM.
You can hear the Wanamaker organ tomorrow night during a special concert with Opera Philadelphia. KYW Sheridan Howard has the details.
The historic one-of-a-kind Wanamaker Grand Court organ was built in 1904 and then customized for the 20th century tycoon John Wanamaker because he wanted it bigger and even more spectacular. And over a century later, it's at the center of a new collaboration. Elizabeth Braden with Opera Philadelphia.
And it really is a night of opera favorites. We're going to do a big chorus from Aida, which is a very famous opera, and Carmen, which is probably one of the most famous operas.
And Peter Richard Conte, the Wanamaker organist, explains that the already massive organ was specifically expanded for the Grand Court, and this weekend he's using his unique set of skills, performing alongside Opera Philadelphia. You're playing Carmen for the opera, yes?
Yeah, so I'm doing a program with the opera chorus and the organ, and I'm going to be doing some overtures, Barber Seville Overture.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.